God's word for us this morning. After hearing about God's word this month, this is what God writes through the apostle Paul in Colossians. And here he writes in the fourth chapter, continue or devote yourself steadfastly in prayer, being watchful in it with thanksgiving. At the same time, pray for us, that God may open to us a door for the word, to declare the mystery of Christ, on account of which I am in prison, that I may make it clear which is how I ought to speak. Walk in wisdom toward outsiders, making the best use of the time. Let your speech always be gracious, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how you ought to answer each person. So far, God's word for our consideration this morning. God's word to nourish, God's word to strengthen, God's word to be with us. So, we're here. We're in God's house. And I'm going to take a survey. I'm going to take a survey of you, and I don't want you to be intimidated by this at all. Okay? Now, I want you to imagine. All of a sudden, there's a vase in the middle of the room, and out pops this genie. And this genie says, I will give you one wish, and one wish only. And there are going to be three things. Time, treasure, or talents. Now, this is unscientific. Okay? Unscientific. And I don't want you to be intimidated. I could turn my back. But all those who would like more treasure money, raise your hand. Okay. All right. Now, all those who would want more talents, raise your hand. Okay. Good. Now, all those who want more time, raise your hand. Aha! There. You see, the thing is, we want more time. You know, yes, treasure, it can be there, and we use it, and we know we can get more, either from our savings account, our retirement fund, or wherever. We know that we can get more. Talents? Well, we know that with talent comes exertion and looking for more and helping. I believe that God gave me a talent for visiting the sick and the injured. Some pastors can't go into hospitals. They can't go into nursing homes because they just can't do it. So they have vicars or associate pastors who make those hospital calls and calls to those who are injured or whatever. I believe that God has given me that talent. I don't have to work at it. Sometimes I feel like God has erred on the side of not giving me enough time. I wish I had more of it. I wish I had 27 hours in the day to do 24 hours work, and I still wouldn't have things done. Well, Karen looks into my study, and she just shakes her head. There's paper everywhere. She says, you got to get organized. I says, yeah, I know. Maybe tomorrow. Tomorrow never comes. But I want you to think about this scripture, that God gives us time. Gives us time to do many things. Yes, to cook, to eat, to travel, to go to those warm places. Maybe it'll be winter and it'll be warmer than down there. We don't know. But God gives us that time. God gives us also time to be in His Word. I think I've shared with you my journey of time. I wasn't very studious in prayer and word when I first became a pastor. I was going to read every volume of Luther's works that I've got on my shelf. Never happened. Never happened. I'm not even in it now. But I can say that I'm in the Word. I open up this Word, this Bible, every morning without fail. And if something happens to derail my time, I push it off. I still get into the Word. Because that's where I find my strength. That's where all of our strength is. The Apostle Paul is talking, is writing to these Colossians. You know where Paul is? He's in prison. He's locked up. He's chained to the prison walls. So he has a scribe write the words that he is speaking to the Colossian church. The Colossian church was much like ours here. They devoted themselves to prayer and to teaching and hearing the word when they were together in a house. Much like what we got here. But they left. They left the doors of the house and they went about their business and their life. Their life didn't change much. They weren't in the Word. They weren't in daily prayer like they should have been. So Paul is writing to the church in Colossae to try to change their ways. Try to get them back into the Word. To be their precious, his, the God's precious child. Because Paul knew that that's where the Word is. That's where his life is. And oh, by the way, this was a changed disciple of the Lord. Because if you remember Paul was Saul, and he wanted to destroy the church. He was even known to go into houses and pull people out who believed in the Lord Jesus Christ by the hair of their head and take them to Damascus to be charged with being a Christian in front of the Sanhedrin. And the Sanhedrin was mean. They were ugly. They were men who wore those guards and they dictated what would happen to these Christians. And Paul, and God turned Paul, and Saul into Paul. And there was a man that God called upon to go and to preach to Paul. And this man, Ananias, didn't want to go. He told him, what do you think? I mean, he's killing people. He's having Christians killed. Why do I want to go there? Because I told you to, is what God says. And so Ananias went and proclaimed the word to Saul, who became Paul. And God is using this servant of the Lord in many ways. You've got to remember that after he became a Christian, when Ananias was complaining to God, God said to Ananias, just be patient because I'm going to show him how much he has to suffer for my sake. And so Jesus turns Saul into Paul and uses him to write to the Ephesians, to the church in Ephesus, and the church at Colossae. So he's using these writings, these letters, to teach, to show the people how to live. And God is showing us how to live, that living as a precious child of God, you know, being baptized. And the pastor says, I baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit. God claimed our heart. God claimed ourself as his child. Many times we forget about our baptism until maybe it's too late. I shared with Bible class, and I'm pretty sure that I shared about Vernus before. Vernus, he was a man of God. Vernis and Marlene owned a jewelry store in Mapleton, Iowa. Beautiful store, fantastic. Marlene was this one fine woman who would go to all these shows and pick up jewelry for the store. Vernis was having surgery. He was having heart surgery. And he was a man that was fearful, full of anxious worry. And he said, you know, Pastor, I know I was baptized, but I just want to have that form in front of me to acknowledge that when I go into surgery. But the church that I grew up in and were baptized burnt down, so they have no record of my baptism. Pastor, can you rebaptize me? And I said, well, you don't have this going at me. They don't teach you this in the seminary. You just learn it. And I said, Vernis, you know, you've come to communion every Sunday. You're a man of God, and you're in Bible class. And he says, yes, Pastor, I know, but I want to be just put my hand around that and know concretely that I'm baptized, and that if anything happens during surgery, God's going to take me into his head. I said, okay, we can do this. When do you want to do this? He says, let me talk to Marlene, and we'll have you and Karen up for dinner, and you can have the baptism. How's that sound? I said, okay, that sounds good. So I went home, and I told Karen, my gal who hits me in the ribs when I'm singing lousy, or off key, or the next verse. She says, good, we'll go. And so we were at Vernison and Marlene's house, and we chatted, and then we had the baptism. And he says, thank you, Pastor. I now know I can go into surgery, and yet know that God will take me home when it's time. So we had that. And that's what God does. He claims us in baptism. He makes us his own child. And now he gives us, through the Apostle Paul, a way to live. Prayer, word, teaching, helping, encouraging everyone in his word. And I know it takes time. It takes time to open the portals of prayer and to read. And then you get done with one portal of prayer and go, I can't grasp that. You keep reading and reading, and God works in your heart, and he grabs hold of you one more time and says, see, this is what I'm teaching you. This is how to live. Live in prayer. Live in the word that I give you. And remember, Isaiah says, 56th chapter, he said, you know, that the rain and the snow come down to earth and water it, make it fruitful. It does not come back to me empty and void. So is my word. His word will filter into our lives. Word will build us up. His word, yes, it's full of sin. It's full of law. We see the law. We hear the word. We read the law. It says that we are sinful creatures and we all fall short of God's glory. Yes, we acknowledge that. We know that we're sinful creatures. We know that we confess to God our sins. We hear the absolution and we go out the doors and we do the same thing that we did before. God knows that. He gave Adam and Eve explicit directions not to eat from the tree of life in the middle of the garden. And what happened? They ate. What happened? Sin was brought into a perfect existence, a perfect world, a perfect couple. Perfectness was spoiled. And it spoiled in our lives as well. But God still wants us to be in his word, to hear the sin, to acknowledge that we're sinful creatures, but also to hear the words of forgiveness. The psalmist says and writes, As far as the east is from the west, so far have I removed your sins from me. And in Jeremiah writes, and I will remember their sins no more. Also in Jeremiah, God writes through the prophet Jeremiah about having hope. I have plans for you, plans to give you a future and a hope, plans not to destroy you. So his plan is to build us up and encourage us in our walk of life. So as we walk this life, and as we live our life as Christ's servants, we've been given the gift to serve him. She's not here, so I can talk about her. She's got the gift of hospitality. She'll bake those pies, those plum pies. They're in the freezer. But she gave a plum pie to a neighbor whose sister died. She gives a plum pie to the new neighbor that comes in. She's given quite a few pies away. But that's her gift. A gift of hospitality. That's what God gives us. God gives us the gift of reading his scripture. He gives us the will and the strength to open up the Bible and to hear once again about our sin, to hear once again about our forgiveness, to hear about the power that is given to us to serve, to teach other people. We're going to do a special thing this November. I'm going to hopefully plan it. Second Sunday in November, I'm going to say it's the Fellowship Sunday, that we're going to ask you to bring a friend. Bring a friend to church. Bring a friend to hear God's word of grace and mercy and peace that he gives each and every one of us, each and every day. See, he uses you as his servant, the servant in the world. The seeds that you sow may not take fruit the day after you sow them, like the seeds that we see out in the fields of corn and soybeans and whatever that is, they're sown and soon come up. Seeds that you sow may not take root in a person's heart and life for a number of years, but they will take fruit. Believe, have faith, because they will take fruit in the person's life and heart. Day after I was installed as pastor at St. Matthew Lutheran Church in Mapleton, Iowa, my secretary said, you know, Pastor, you could blow me over with a feather when I saw Dale come into church. Dale has not been here for years and years and years. He was a bartender. Actually, he and his wife owned the bar at Mapleton, and they sold it. And it was amazing. Dale was in church every Sunday. Unless he was in the hospital, the Veterans Hospital in Omaha. And I would go see him and I'd say, well, you know, Dale, obey the doctor. Because I didn't one time. I got a little sick. But I said, obey him. He says, I'll see you in church on Sunday. Mm-hmm. Friday night he would call me and he would say, yes, Pastor, I'm home and I'll see you Sunday. And he was there. His wife became a shut-in of mine. People that I never believed would come to church, came to God's living word because they heard it from someone. About hearing the word, God uses us as his servants. He blesses us with prayer, with word, with the ability to share it with others. May God grant you his grace and his mercy and his peace, that you have that word, that you share that word. In Christ's holy name, amen.